Class B. It starts out this weekend, and you know, last year Stonehouse Window and Door was is our defending champ, and they're coming back with a similar team. You know, I was talking actually yesterday with Billy Hill, and he says Josh Bittner isn't going to be here, so that's gonna hurt their roster. You know, he's a big guy in the middle for sure. And
yeah, but I'm looking at their roster here, and I'm going to say 6'6", 6'10", 6'6", 6'2", 6'8", 6'7", 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, they got a couple of tall guys, but you know, Bittner is kind of the whole package or the whole deal. You know, he's like a Billy. He can shoot the three or he can come down low. So, I mean, you know, he's got, I mean, not that some of these other guys can't, but, you know, he's definitely been an intricate part of their team, you know, whether he's in the A or the B. You know, it's definitely one thing you'll notice when you're, you know, we're looking at the rosters here and in B, which are in the program, which makes it kind of nice. The B is, you know, almost like an A. You know, if you played in Hermansville's A, and not to downgrade Hermansville, that's a great tournament. But you know, then they come and they play in B, a lot of them. You know, because Class A has gotten to such a level that it's, you know, very, very competitive.
Well, it's also fun because it's kind of you start to see the names that you saw. You know, if you followed high school or even some of the local college basketball, the some of these players are going to be back. A chance to see some of these guys playing while they're still quite good at it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, you hit the nail on the head with, you know, the college experience. I mean, we're looking at these rosters, and I mean, you know, Michigan Tech, St. Norbert, Finlandia, Lake Superior, Ferris, I mean, Oakland, all over the place, you know. And, you know, of course, let's not forget Northern. I mean, our own backyard here. But they're from all over the place, and, you know, it's just amazing that the level of talent that we're garnering in Class B. You know, I've been involved in this tournament now, not just as a player, but, you know, for many years. And you look back, if you took a program back from, you know, say 10 or 15 years ago, you know, Class B, we actually had high school kids that mm-hmm. were playing in our Class B. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd get like a kind of a dream teamish type of, you know, and that just isn't, you know, they wouldn't compete.
They can't get to Class B anymore.
No. I mean, they're probably C at best, and they're going to struggle there unless they really have got a, you know, quite a team. We start out early with Class B, actually. 3:15 is the first game tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Don't want to say go break a leg like you did to the previous show here.
I've been
brought out of that gym on a stretcher before, so we won't even go there. Anyway, 3:15, we start out with Northwoods Apartments and POM of Houghton in Class B. And runs all the way through 10:45. Yours truly plays. If you noticed our schedule, we are the latest game on the entire weekend. And we're the old guys, you know. We're in bed at 10:45. What were they thinking?
I thought you had some pull with this group.
I thought so, too, until I saw when we played.
Apparently. And it all goes then through the course of the weekend and then culminates on Sunday with yes. Some of the championship rounds, which get underway.
2:30, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the 2:30 is actually going to be the 45 and older championship. Mm-hmm. And then the consolation bracket of the 45 and older will be at 5:15 on Sunday. And then to wrap things up at 8 o'clock on Sunday will be the championship for Class B. And then all we got left is Class A after that, boys.
That's right. And Class A, is we want to mention that a little bit, too. I mean, Class A is when you get really the best of the best's coming in, and that's going to be the following weekend, not this weekend, but next. A few other things in there as well as the ever-popular three-point shootout, a slam dunk competition. But I asked you off microphone a little bit about how's the team attendance, and it seems like you've got quite a few that are here.
Yeah, the team attendance is actually up this year over past few years, actually. And again, I know I mentioned it last time, but we turned 14 teams away, you know, and that would really change the dynamic of how many nights we would have been out at the gym, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, we always try to take, or we don't always, but we do try to take off the week leading up to Class A because it is so busy. And had, you know, we landed 14 more teams, it's very possible that this tournament could have stretched another few more nights.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule here, and you've got two teams in B from Detroit. So, I mean, that's, yeah. You know, I mean, they're coming around, you know, that it's not just Class A weekend where the travel teams come into town.
Exactly. Well, Class C, we had the team from Wausau, the Wausau mm-hmm. Blue Devils, and they played, I think they were one and done, I believe. You know, it's just, it never ceases to amaze me that the teams that'll travel for, you know, all they're playing for is bragging rights, really.
Well, and
you know, and that's pretty amazing with the amount of talent they're bringing up here.
And then we look at Class A the following weekend: Traverse City, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, Detroit, Ypsilanti, Indianapolis, Indiana, Grand Rapids, Milwaukee, Lansing, Indianapolis again, Green Bay. We've got Central Illinois, Detroit. These teams coming in for that weekend, and you know, yep, that doesn't hurt in terms of getting the word out about how you guys do things and how it's a cool tournament to play in.
Yeah, exactly. And these players, they come back because not only do they love the venue, but they love the fans. You know, I mean, it's fun for them, too, to have the kids running up there and having them sign their programs, mm-hmm, or sign their T-shirts or whatever. You know, I mean, it's just it's a really cool event. And if you look actually on the rosters themselves, where some of these guys have played or in some cases are still playing, like I had a football player 2 years ago, I think it was, from Florida State that was playing in the NIT. And I mean, he was a tight end, but he could jump. I mean, he definitely could probably play two sports up at Northern, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing with his basketball ability.
Well, the big thing is Class B and 45 and older this weekend. And, of course, folks just show up at the gym and pick up a ticket, or you've also got passes that'll be good this weekend and next as well.
Yes. The all-tournament passes are still good for the B weekends.